Welcome to Running Stories. My name is Paolo, and I am a passionate runner. Running marathons transformed my life many years ago. I have discovered that runners have amazing stories to tell. Those stories are healing stories and stories that help. Running Stories is a radio show broadcasting some of these stories and giving voice to runners from the Run Forever Running Club, which welcomes anyone learning to run, not just the wall of the marathoner, but walls of any kind. These people dream to run forever. But I'm pure in all my thoughts, I'm alive. Hello everyone, you're here with Paolo today, and I'm here in at Conair 21. I'm here with Richard, with Stephanie and Gordon. So Stephanie, if you wanted to say a few words, to introduce yourself a little bit.
Hello everyone, my name is Stephanie Morrison. I'm here with Paolo as part of the Run Forever project, and I've met many of you and I'm delighted to be working with the SPS team. I'm at Robert Gordon University, and my particular interest is around what we do and how we do it to create good health and well-being. So I'm delighted to be here today with Gordon, Richard and Paolo.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. And about yourself a little bit, Gordon, and then we can open a little bit more the conversation also with Richard. So,
Hi, lads. My name's Gordon. I'm a prisoner, and I go to the running club. I go every week. I think it's great. I think it's brilliant. Getting up there, it gives me a lot of day, keeps me fit, keeps me healthy. And just here to talk a wee bit about the running club to yous.
Yeah, thank you very much. Richard, yourself?
Yeah, yeah, it's me, it's Richard.
Yeah, you're Richard, we know you.
I would be sitting in your seat just now, but I've got a bit of a sore throat, so I'm
So
you the rules of being in the booth, but it's got a closed lid in it, so I'm all right, hopefully.
Okay, good. So actually, it's already not the first time that we do this Running Stories radio show, and we are actually already, 8-9 months that we are running this project here in the Grampian. We are doing quite well, and our next step is to move towards the a 10K. We are planning a Santa Run 10K, but actually the reason of being together here is actually a very friendly conversation about how it is going so far and how we feel about that. We are really happy to have you both, Stephanie and Gordon. I'm not saying about you, Richard, because I'm always here to talk with you, and it's not the first time we do the radio show together, but with Stephanie is the first time, and Gordon as well. So I'm really happy, and for different reasons, Stephanie and Gordon have been part of the running club, so it's good to listen to them, and very in a kind of informal conversation share how we feel about that. So Gordon, how do you feel? I mean, it's not many times that you have joined, but you have a long time experience in being a runner, so it has been really good to have you on board on our running club. So how do you feel about that?
Running club is brilliant. I mean, for me, I think anybody can run, most people can run, but there's another side to it as well. It's about learning how to run. I mean, I'm learning how to control your breathing for different runs, control your heart rate, the correct posture when you're running. There's so many different things that you can learn to be a better runner than what you are. If you want to come and do 10K, then you need to learn to be able to breathe right, to be able to do it right. The correct way of running will always improve your running.
Yeah. Thanks, Gordon.
Sorry, when you're saying that, is that just to make it easier to do the 10K, like to control your breathing? Because surely I could go out and do a 10K, but it would take me ages compared to yourself. But if you've got, I'd be probably more wrecked than you'd be at the end of it, because you've got the proper breathing techniques and all that sort of stuff. Is that what you mean? Just to make it an easier...
You would avoid injuries, if you knew how to run, you would avoid injuries for starters. Easier. Could see easier. It would be easier for you. I mean, if you're running at your heart rate for a long distance, if you're running at your heart rate for a long distance, then it will be easier. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier if you know how to set your heart rate and run it. If you're running for a long distance, you need to know what pace to stay at for that distance. Yeah. And there's different techniques to learn you, and they're quite simple techniques explained to you. They're simple.
Forgive my naivety here. Do you build up to that pace, guys, or is it like you go straight to that pace?
Yeah, well, it depends. So what we are looking for is actually to find that pace, which is different for everyone. So that's why, to me, it's quite important in the running club to come, very gradually and slowly for everyone to find their own pace. Mm-hmm. So we do different things, different workouts, and I encourage everyone to become more and more sensitive, to listen to themselves. So what Gordon is saying to me is really very important, because what he's saying is that when you want to run, for example, just a 10K, then you have to know already which is the pace that you're going to run, which is your breath, which is your heart rate. So you have really to listen to yourself. And this is a big, big lesson, I think. Yeah. I learned myself. I'm continuously trying to learn myself through running. So this actually gives the possibility maybe to call into the conversation also Stephanie, because here what we are trying to do through the running club is also not just to become fit, but also to become healthy. And the two things seems not to overlap all the time. Sometimes they are different. So what is your perspective, Stephanie, about?
Well, I'm not a runner, but I appreciate what running is offering, and seeing, the guys coming in, training with yourself, Paolo, just how they've, I suppose, engaged in what the running offers them. But the other really interesting thing for me is that running has opened up an opportunity for conversations. I was just walking round the pitch with the guys. But it also seems to offer up a place where people can focus in on different things and maybe begin to think about their health differently. And I think it's how we shift our thinking about health. And so really, in its very simplest, our health is greatly influenced by what we do or what we can't do. And that really comes down to in our daily life. And it will really shape who we become or can become. So doing something very positive and constructive like the running club offers huge benefits to becoming healthy physically, but also for your mental health and well-being.
Yeah, actually, this makes me immediately think to the many conversation I'm having while we come here every Wednesday and run with all the different friends in the football pitch, with where generally we think, we assume health being something that we can measure through some heart monitors, or how much we weigh, or different kind of data that of course are important, but the anecdotes that I collect with runners and also for myself not always are measurable with the tools or equipment. I have in mind different things and motivations for why people like to run, and especially in prison, where can give open spaces, unexpected spaces. So I would like maybe to know from Gordon, what makes you want to run? You have always run in your life. You have a very long time experience in running. But while we were together, even today and maybe also last Wednesday, we were talking, and you shared a few very interesting things. I don't know if you wanted to share some of them with us today as well.
I think the first thing is, for running, you always try and say, well, I'd like to keep fit, I'm in prison. That's the first thing. The second thing about prison is you need something to do, something to focus on. And I went to a jail in England, and I seen these old guys running for hours, and it taught, and I tried it. 5 minutes and my lungs were on fire. But then I found out, no, you can, doesn't matter what age you are, you can get your fitness, your fitness, you can get it to improve. And definitely, that's a fact. I have a lot of reasons. I'm getting older now, I'm 55 now, so, you know, I want to keep myself fit. I don't want to be infirm in that. I've also got another reason. I've got my partner, she's infirm, she's got osteoarthritis. So in later years, she's going to become infirm, so one of us need to be fit, and it's going to be me. And you sit in jail, I've done a lot of jail, spent a lot, many years in jail. And it's something to do, it's something to do, you know, we all sit in these jails and a lot of us get bored, we resort to drugs and that. Health is a drug as well, it's a natural drug, being healthy, and it's good, you know, and it's good. And you can test yourself at running as well, you can test yourself, there's lots of tests today, you know, there's short runs, there's long runs. There's fast, there's slow, there's in between, there's lots and lots of things. You know, you'll never run out of things to do if you go down that road. And it's just a road I'm going down in it. Certainly for me, it's a bird killer, to be honest with you. There's another one, it's a bird killer. You know, it's something to fill your time, something for you to do, something positive to do. And you get, at the end of it, I know, you know, you come, not everybody can run. But I'll tell you what, you just keep trying, you'll get better and better and better. And the group that's down there, they know, they are good people, you know, they're good people, they will help you. Everybody's down there, we all want to help each other, we all want to do it. I like running, you know, it just, you know, it releases my endorphins, it gives me a natural high, I like it, I have a long time to day in these places, yeah. So it fills my time. It fills my time, yeah. And at the end of it, one day I'll walk out that door. When I walk out that door, I'm going to be fit and healthy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for your participation into the running club, actually. So one thing more that probably we can talk a little bit, Stephanie, is about the photo voice. So we did that experience previously in the last few months, and we came up with a kind of exhibition at the end of September when we did also the 5K. And now we are actually thinking to continue that experience. And I don't know... is there anything that you want to, you know, say? Because actually there are probably more ideas, which is interesting to know about.
Well, I think what's been really good about the photo voice is from the opportunity of the guys in the running club to be able to take the photographs, and the support from the prison to put the display up, is that the photo voice has really released what I'd hoped for in what was important about the running club to the guys, and how they could tell a bit of their story through the photographs. The photographs have also attracted a lot of interest as a talking point, so it's been very positive. I think what would be important, and this is very much in collaboration with everybody that's been part of the journey, with the staff and with the men in the running club, is how we can continue with Photo Voice to capture these stories. And I think we can do that in different ways with the photographs, but I'm hoping we can extend that creativity a bit, maybe through some... just some short stories, maybe some poems.
Well, that's actually also what we are trying to do with the Running Stories radio show. So I don't know, Richard, I think, well, yesterday I sent to you this incredible article. I don't know if we want to make
some... A few things yesterday. all the things that go on in other establishments, well, I say other establishments, other jails around the world, that... I think we could definitely take into Grampian and do our own version of it. And
would be great.
Yeah, just be hopefully just as successful as other jails have been, but also put our spin on it, put a Scottish edge to it.
You know, this idea of the running club and Run Forever is actually to build a bridge between inside and outside with the running club. So the running club works here inside the prison, but also with people that are outside, and they belong Both of these people belong to the same running club. That's the idea. So with the radio show, when I sent you this article yesterday, I was actually, you know, I immediately recognized something that we were already talking about. So the radio show may play exactly the same role. So what we are doing here with this radio show might be played outside, broadcasted outside, and something that we can do outside can be broadcasted inside as well.
Absolutely.
So that could be the initial, you know, one idea that we could explore, and as you say, probably we can make it our own in the way that way, in a Scottish way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what I was liking is what Stephanie was saying of the being able to take the pictures and put that text with it of what you're thinking, and then to tie in with what Gordon said earlier on about how you were the joy, you're not the joy, you're the, how you feel when you're running the. Euphoria or something that it's almost like a drug of that.
Well, you're doing it. There's once I get told my dad had cancer. It's not something you hear every day in jail, but I did. And next door to my cell was a running machine. I didn't know what to do. I just didn't know what to do that day. And I went out and I went on that running machine for a full association, and I'd done that for about a week. So I don't know if same for everybody. For me, it's just. It's something to take my mind off a lot of things. I use it to take my mind off.
That's such an important insight, I think. From my point of view, that's so deep. Thank you, Gordon, because it's...
So do you feel... Sorry, I'm a nosy bugger. So do you feel that running is able to get you just to forget about everything? Like, you're just like, this. All I'm thinking about now is, your breathing, your technique, and keep going.
You've not got a lot of... releases in prison, you know, you've not got a lot of releases. So I had the opportunity that next door to me there was a running machine, and I just went on that and just stared forward and just didn't stop. And it certainly takes your mind off things, and I don't care what MD says, but it really does release endorphins and it makes you feel better.
Do you think of things now when you're running, or is it just a I'm just enjoying what I'm doing here?
There's sometimes when I want to, if I want to beat a target, you know, for instance, if I want to improve something, I'll always give myself that goal in front of myself, like, this is why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
And that keeps you going.
Aye, because it's so easy to put it to something that you find hard and say, why am I doing this? I'm just going to walk away. So you've got to, it doesn't need to be a big prize at the end of it, but you've got to, for me, I have to be doing this for something. There must have to be a wee goal in front of you, a little incentive, you know, anything. Doesn't need to be worth anything.
Yeah.
But that's keeps you going. It doesn't give you excuses to put it.
What to me was really interesting in what you said, Gordon, is that when you heard about your dad, actually you had this running machine close to yourself, and you just associated it with...
There was nothing else. Yeah, but, and that's what I think, you know, worked for me.
This resonates with many stories that I've heard from other runners, which associate with moments of, you know, deep sadness in this sense. And actually, many times among runners, you ask yourself, why am I running? Why are you running? Which is the motivation behind running? And actually, sometimes it's not easy to rationalize, to actually explain in words why. It's so important, so interesting to hear that actually you just feel like running in particular moments of your life. I think this is, I don't want to say more words because in itself is such beautiful what you said, I mean. So thank you. Well, actually, I would maybe take the opportunity now to ask you if you want to listen to a song then.
Aye, I'll listen to a song.
So, from who?
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. Good. Money for Nothing.
Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working. tight. Damn, guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Here again on Conair 21, I'm Paolo, and I'm here with Richard, Stephanie, and Gordon. So, Gordon, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Any reason for choosing that song? Is there any association with running? If not, no problem, but just, you know, to know if...
No, I was asked to pick a song, and I just thought, you can't go wrong with Dire Straits. Everybody likes Dire Straits.
Okay. No, I was just curious, because in other radio show, we were actually asking people to think to a song that they would connect to running.
There's lots of songs do connect with running. There is songs, you know, obviously... Eric Liddell, Chariots of Fire, probably the best one you get, but there's loads. If you're going to run, there's loads of music you can run to.
Well, actually, is an interesting how running is actually a rhythm and could be in itself a music. Mm-hmm. So you're playing music while you're running. Your beats of your shoes on.
I'm up in the hall now, and some of the guys that are on the running club, I heard them just a couple of weeks ago saying that. They were looking at some sort of, I don't know, maybe a CD or that, because when they do this 10K, I had a couple of them saying that they were going to listen to a bit of music when they were doing it.
That's also an interesting other idea. I mean, we could, you know,
A
playlist for the Santa 10K run and put it up together. I mean, could be an interesting project as well.
Play it over the PA system while you're running around.
Whatever, I just heard a couple of boys saying they were looking for, a couple of them are going today, they're on, actually looking for wee pocket CD players or that. I heard them talking about just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well this makes me remember when I was still in Italy, and I did a similar project in a prison in Italy, and when we participated into the Milano Marathon, the first 10K we ran them inside the prison, and it was already more than 10 years ago, and I brought in some big speakers and we listened loud to the music, and it was kind of strange inside the prison, but it was really nice, because you know, to to have music. There were people, of course, running, people from their cells looking, and it was a nice sensation for everyone. Yeah, good. Probably an interesting idea that we can, add to what you were talking about, Stephanie, about the photo voice, trying to, see if stories come up. And this idea of stories are really interesting, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking, Richard, if you have, after many months that you welcome here, myself here with you, and so I thank you a lot for this. What is your sorry. What is your sense of this running club? How do you see it? Because what we are actually facing now is that we have really to step into another phase. The idea is that we really need to establish a real collaboration, in a sense, with the institution, with the prison. It's not just delivering something from someone who has some experience in running, as myself, but is actually trying to build an atmosphere that is shared within the institution, and that it can last long. It can move beyond my presence, my personal presence within the prison. So I don't know, what is your sense? And
I think it's just grown bigger and stronger as the times have went on. Because if we look back into like the first little graduation we had,
yeah,
it was kind of small.
It was a small group, yeah.
Yeah, it was a smaller group. And it's definitely when you've come along and introduced this photo voice, it's almost like it's turned the corner.
Okay.
I think it's like we're doing a lap of an Olympic course. I think we're coming in the back, or we're coming in that first bend. Yeah. And I think we need to hopefully grow this to complete the lap, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I think well, Gordon said it already, you're getting benefits from it. You see it in guys talk about it when they're not at the running club. So, people are talking about it when they're not just, it's not just on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully want to get that all the time around the jail. Get people talking about it. And I want to make, it's the same as media, I want to make people want to do it.
Yeah.
But they can't because the list's full.
Yeah.
And they're like, the excitement, I can't wait to get a running club.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that we need to.
Yeah. It is exactly so. So it's an atmosphere that you create, and people feel to belong to something, and that's hugely important. So that's something that, for example, this morning we were talking about. Sometimes people feel not well that day. So one idea could be, of course you are free not to come, because if you are not well, it's better that you don't run. But actually, the Wednesday is not just about running. So we spend some time in the Link Center together, watching videos, sharing ideas, sharing motivation about why we are running. So it's being part of a group. Mm-hmm. So it would be an idea probably in the future to, always come, although maybe that time you cannot run, because it's important to continue being part of that of that group.
It is what we've discussed before as well. Is I don't think it is just about the running.
Yeah,
it's about everything else that comes with running.
Yeah,
as in the health of your general self.
Yeah,
the mental support that it can be. So that might be something that you might want to run just because it helps my mental health.
You know, marathoner or a runner, you're not a runner or a marathoner just when you run. You're a marathoner, a runner in all your life. Always.
Yeah.
You're always, not just you become a runner, you put on your running shoes and then you're a runner, but you're a runner in your everyday life all the time. So that's, I think, is a huge step, but is, really important, really important. Yeah. And if it's really happening, as you said, Richard, already in the prison, because people start to talk about that, then
it's I've heard people talk about it, Gordon. You said you've heard people chatting about it, coming up for this 10K, coming up.
I've counted how many people, runners, turned up in the running club. So of course we have two sessions in the morning and in the afternoon, and more or less we have around 10 people for each session. But these are not the only people coming to the running club, mm-hmm. because I've counted them, and they are around 70-80 people already, and probably they are growing, because in the last few weeks, although the weather of course is changing and is getting worse, but there are, you know, probably the word is spread around and people are interested and they're coming. So it's good that, of course, although maybe not everyone can come every week, but actually the running club is much bigger than the 20 people, the Wednesday people that are coming.
I definitely think it'll get bigger myself, no doubt about it. It'll get bigger, you know. It's just, it's really just started, but it'll, it'll, you know, it'll get bigger.
And one thing more, Gordon, that we were talking about this morning, the one idea, one big idea is actually that now we are, of course, working mainly in the prison, but actually to work also on the outside. So people that are going to be released can stay in touch with the Run Forever Running Club and actually be part of that running club, because we are doing activities also outside, maybe radio shows outside, so that actually this project will grow and grow. Yeah.
As you say, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No. No, that's true.
A little pun there for you.
Yeah.
Or not pun, is that?
I don't know. Any closing thoughts also from Stephanie? I don't know. What...
No, I think everything that's been said just captures all that we've seen with the running club. There is no doubt that that space of being out there running allows, I would describe it as people get into the flow of running, where you, the person and the running become one, or it allows you to just think, you know, focus on what's important to you as a person, maybe get your thoughts in order. So I think that aspect of the mental health and well-being side is hugely important around what the running club offers.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah, thank you.
That fly in my throat.
So, well, thank you, Stephanie. I don't know if you want to also introduce a song as a, you know, closing for today. So thank you for participating, all of you, Richard, Gordon, and Stephanie. And I'll probably tune in to this Running Stories radio show and on Con Air 21. So please, Stephanie, tell us the song that you have chosen for.
I've chosen James Taylor, You've Got a Friend.
Thank you very much.
I think this song speaks to all of us.
Thank you very much.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about me? Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.